How can I know truth? Identity in Christ, life or doctrine? John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Jesus taught in parables or word pictures to convey spiritual truth, because words are never sufficient. God even had Ezekiel lie first on one side and then on the other as a parable to help the children of Israel understand what was happening in their lives. We all think in pictures as we attempt to get understanding. My picture will always be different from your picture. When we get hung up on the accuracy of the picture or the correctness of the doctrine, we can miss life altogether, as did the Pharisees. That's what we don't want. Every doctrine ever espoused by man can be proved with Scripture. Every doctrinal argument coming from any Christian is backed up with, the Scripture clearly states, and I am no different. I too use Scripture to make my points. But the Scriptures, even if inspired by God, are not themselves the life. They are that which point us to life. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. John 6:63. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. For years, nay decades, I followed after correct doctrine. Now my only desire is to know God, life. I've come to realize that my doctrine will never be either completely accurate or completely consistent. But life in God can be completely satisfying. Who is your teacher? I can teach you nothing, nor can anyone else. 1 John 2:27, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught ye, you shall abide in him. You already know all things. 1 John 2:20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. And yet Paul warns us that if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. The word I want you to take note of here is man. Earlier in 1 Corinthians, Paul quoted Isaiah 64:4. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Then he goes on to make a very important point. Man in himself cannot know spiritual truth. It must be revealed by the Spirit because it cannot be learned. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He reiterates this in Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? The mind of Christ. Paul answers his own question. To know the mind of God, we cannot depend on the mind of man, but rather on the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit is in you, to guide you into truth and to bring to your remembrance what you already know in the mind of Christ that is yours. John 16:33, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Recognize your blindness. We need to be guided because we are blind, but we must recognize our blindness. I cannot be guided so long as I am, as the Pharisees, certain that I already know which way to go. John 9:39, and Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." Notice in the verse quoted above that the qualification for being free from sin is knowing that you are blind and need to be guided. When you, like the Pharisees, think you can see, you are not free from sin. Paul tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. Take note of the phrase "that he might deliver us from this present evil world" being the reason Jesus gave himself for our sins. See, one with God and the purpose of the cross. The fear of deception. Now we come to a big hurdle. Do I, can I, dare I trust the Holy Spirit in me to guide me into truth? The church has taught us for centuries that we cannot, that we need some man to interpret for us what we read in the Bible and also what we hear from the Spirit. It has been, and often still is, a means of getting people's money and controlling their lives. Fear, not love, has too often been the means by which the church has attempted to